Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Motorists are being urged to stay safe on the roads when travelling this Adelaide Cup long weekend. Highway Patrol members will be out and about, making sure the road rules are being followed, and they're encouraging everyone to take breaks every 2 hours on long trips. Sergeant Todd Reed says for those coming to or staying in the southeast, every police vehicle will be holding motorists accountable.
We've got some fantastic tourist destinations in the Limestone Coast, so we do expect a larger than normal number of vehicles to be on our roads, and we'll be deploying our resources so we'll have a high visibility presence and hopefully deter these dangerous behaviours, and so everyone can have a safe and happy long weekend.
More than 100 women working in Australia's forest industries have met in Canberra, taking part in a workshop discussing gender and diversity. Dozens of workers from the southeast were in attendance as part of a celebration of women who work right across the value chain. 141 leader and Australian Forest Products Association chair Linda Sewell was the keynote speaker, detailing her journey to success within the company. 30 female shearers are set to feature in this Sunday's Blades of Glencoe Shearathon at the historic Glencoe Woolshed. 1,000 sheep are set to receive a trim, and around 4,000 spectators are expected across the day. The event will be raising funds and awareness for Beyond Blue. Do or Die semi-finals matches are taking place this weekend in the Mount Gambier and District Cricket Association. The top of the table Panola will lock horns with West Gambier at McCorkindale Park for the third time this season. In the previous two hit-outs, Panola has won, including a 51-run victory in Round 2 and a 140-run win in Round 7. North Sportsmen are up against South Gambier at Frew Park in the other match. It's the second time the teams have clashed this season after Round 5 was called off due to weather. Their only match-up this season saw North Sportsmen destroying Souths by 155 runs. The Mount Gambier Disc Golf Club Championships will be taking place on Sunday. Winners and runner-up trophies are on the line in the women's categories as well as the men's, and members also have the opportunity to have their names emblazoned on the perpetual trophy. There will be an amateur and advanced course on offer, and no matches this weekend for the Mount Gambier Pioneers in the SA Basketball Premier League are men and women earning a rest following the Round 1 doubleheader. That's your latest news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.